We all know the feeling of searching for the right candidate. It's exhausting. But what if you didn't have to search at all? With Indeed, you don't search, you match. If you're looking to hire, Indeed is where you need to be. It's a platform that makes hiring simple with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that quickly connects you with quality candidates. Why waste time with busy work? Indeed takes care of scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can focus on what really matters, connecting with the right people fast. And here's something impressive. 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent survey. I remember when I was trying to build my first team, it felt like I was sifting through a mountain of resumes. Trying to find that perfect fit was exhausting and time-consuming. I really wish I had used Indeed back then because they simplify the process so much, connecting you with top candidates quickly without all the stress. And here's something special for you. Listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to boost your job's visibility at Indeed.com/founders story. Head over to Indeed.com/founders story right now and support our show by letting them know you heard about it here. Indeed.com/founders story. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Now back to the show.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Founder Story, the podcast where trailblazing entrepreneurs share their extraordinary journeys. Uncover the passion, grit, and vision that drive the world of business and innovation.
This is the Founder Story, and I'm Lee O'Brien. Today in the digital world, having an online presence and online ventures go hand in hand. And today's guest has become a specialist in this. Sean Kelly is a serial entrepreneur who boasts an online presence of more than 10 million followers. He's the founder of the Digital Social Hour, a podcast dedicated to e-commerce and NFTs, and which currently receives over 150 million views every single month. And his latest ventures, Chibi Dinos and Jersey Champs, have utilized Web3 marketing to grow at scale. Hi, Sean.
How's it going, man? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, great to have you here. Well, first of all, building an online presence of 10 million followers is quite an accomplishment. What are your keys to building such a huge following, and how do you keep engaging with such a diverse mix of people?
Yeah, so the first thing is consistency. So I've been posting at least 3 times a day for the past year straight, and that started to snowball. I'd say around 6-7 is when we started getting a lot of views. I think we hit 100 million views one of those months. But secondly, the content has to be super interesting. So like, the type of content I post, you'll never find anywhere. I had on one guy yesterday or last week, he drinks his own pee. So that's how the clip starts. And then that one got like millions of views. I have another guy on that does exorcisms. I have on a guy coming on tomorrow that says he can cure HIV. So I have on all sorts of interesting guests, and the content, you know, speaks for itself, I think, at this point.
I mean, with a diverse collection of guests and topics, you know, how do you go about, you know, choosing who and who you'll talk about and what you'll talk about? And what are some of the criteria you use for that?
Yeah, great question, because I have on all sorts of people. So people always ask me that. In terms of criteria, I actually don't have normal criteria, which I'd say most podcasts and shows do require, which is like a big number of followers or a big number of money or whatever. For me, it's if the message is interesting, if I think it could be life-changing, if it could be impactful to someone, I'll have them on. So I find guests in a multitude of ways. One way is just on social media. I scroll on my own algorithm, whether it's TikTok, YouTube, or Instagram. If I see a clip that I find very interesting, I'll reach out to that guy or girl and see if they'll come on the show. I also go to conferences and events. I try to get some of the speakers there on the show. And I also just cold email, you know, cold DM. But yeah, 450 guests in the past year, all sorts of walks of life. It's been very interesting.
Yeah. And, you know, when when it came to the point of you starting this podcast with, I mean, with such an eclectic mix and on top of such a hearty number of videos that you've created, what was your inspiration? What led you to create the podcast?
Yeah, so I went through something where a lot of people go through when they sell a company. Last year I sold my marketing agency. I felt kind of lost. I would wake up feeling no sense of purpose. This went on for, I'd say, 2-3 months. On top of this, crypto took a massive hit, which I had a lot of holding in. So I was getting a little upset financially. And I said I had to do something. So when January started this year, I went all in, just filming 2-3 times a week, some days 10 episodes a day, just nonstop. And it's something I failed at 5 years ago when I tried launching a podcast. But this time around, I think I had a much bigger network. I knew a lot more, had some success under my belt. And it looks like it's working out pretty well so far.
That's great, man. You know, Sean, also one of the constant, not struggles, but intentions of any podcast or vloggers is education versus entertainment. How do you manage to have each episode provide information, but at the same time, keep the attention and entertain your audience?
Right. And that's the key, right? Because you don't want to be too educational, because then the guest gets bored, the audience gets bored. So you got to mix in both elements. I always try to keep my guests on their toes. I try not to ask the same questions as they've been asked on other shows. You've done a great job of that today. So I really try to ask questions they've never been asked before, make them think. I try to make them smile, make them laugh, make them feel comfortable, man. Keep it like a conversation. Don't interrogate them. Don't feel like they're under pressure. Just keep it casual. I found that is the best way to open up guests, get them to open up. A lot of these bigger guests are media trained and they have a shield sometimes. So you just got to humanize them, humanize yourself, and, you know, they'll speak for itself.
And if you were to meet a brand new podcaster today, someone just starting out, what's your first message for him right off the bat?
I'd say consistency. I mean, we've all seen that crazy statistic. I think 80 or 90% of podcasts don't make it to episode 10. And then I believe 99% don't make it to episode 100 or something crazy like that. So that's key. You know, speaking from one of the top podcasts in the world right now, I didn't make money my first 7 months. So don't expect it to be easy. I actually lost a ton of money. So don't expect this to be a cash cow from year one. The real value is going to be the people you meet, the information you learn, the networking. I even made a group chat of all my previous podcast guests, which I've actually never seen a show do this. And we just mastermind in there. We give each other value. We talk all day. It's buzzing. There's like hundreds of messages. And we've done some amazing stuff in there.
Oh, man, that sounds amazing. Well, Sean, I mean, we're just scratching the surface in this interview. So how can people find you?
Yeah, Digital Social Hours, the podcast on Instagram, Sean Mike Kelly. I personally answer every message still. It's taken me hours lately, but I meet some great people in DMs, so it'll be me answering. Thanks so much for watching, guys.
Hey, Sean, appreciate you taking the time to share your wisdom with us today, man.
Of course.
Thank you for tuning in to Founder's Story. Keep exploring. Keep dreaming, and join us next time for more inspiring entrepreneurial journeys.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.